if you're up for it, a lot of traditional meat-based foods can be, you can substitute vegetables and meat substitutes to make them much healthier and cheaper usually.
Hello, welcome back to Circe Health Pod. Today, I'm going to take the host and have her talk a little bit more about this particular subject, which many of our followers, well, as many followers as we have right now, have asked us because, you know, veganism and whole food plant-based is something that people struggle with, and they say, what do you eat on a daily basis? I mean, it's difficult to figure out. For example, we had gone to somebody's house for lunch the other day, right? And the ladies, when we told them we are plant-based, or her husband said, we are vegan. So when they heard vegan, when she heard vegan, she didn't know what to make. She just made some, you know, really wonderful sandwiches and stuff, but couldn't figure out what is it that we would eat. So maybe we can kind of enlighten people about what is it that we try to do on a day-to-day basis. It would be fantastic. So since she is the master cook in the house, master chef in the house, I barely do any cooking. So why don't I ask her as to what she does in terms of the daily routine and what we eat. So let's begin. What do you say?
Yeah, I guess we can take you through a day in the life. It's not too much information. So should we get to it?
Yeah, so let me ask you. So let's see. Let's start right from the beginning. You know, when the day begins, what is it that you do in terms of, I know you prepare lunch for our older one, and then subsequently you make something for the younger one, etc. So how about, let's start with the first thing. First things first, breakfast.
Starts with, so actually I'll even go before breakfast and say at 6 when our alarm goes off because of school, we, start getting our older one, ready for school. And while he's showering and everything, I'm usually in the kitchen preparing his breakfast, which is pretty simple. He ends up having 4 meals a day because he has breakfast here, lunch at school, lunch here, and dinner. Anyway, I digress. So for something quick and easy, but still a good nutritional content, our older one has a full glass of chocolate soy milk. Soy milk, as you've probably heard me say in many other videos, don't have to worry about soy and causing cancer and causing boys to become women and all this crazy stuff. It's an excellent source of fiber and protein, and add a little bit of chocolate to make it more palatable, and he can't wait to have his chocolate milk every morning. And then just to add to the chocolate milk, usually I'll pack him a banana or a granola bar that he can eat on the bus, because he actually has an hour bus ride to school. So that's his breakfast, pretty simple. I'm also working on his lunch at the same time. And I just wanted to say, none of this is very elaborate. This is what we do every day, so this is something that hopefully everyone can do. So his lunch, he has 3 little tiffins. One tiffin I make sure has some kind of protein and grain in it. So a lot of times I'll make him a sandwich with bread that I make at home, but it doesn't have to be homemade bread, but I just prefer it that way. And then I usually put some kind of meat substitute on there, whether it's tofu, whether it's vegan meat that we'll hopefully give you recipes for in the future, plus some vegan cheese on top of that. Again, you can buy vegan cheese, you can make your own, you can just leave the cheese out if that's too expensive or too fancy for you. So that's his sandwich that goes in one of his tiffins. Sometimes I'll do something simple like just store-bought plant-based chicken nuggets, dosa a lot of times that I've already made the batter the night before. I'll make a couple dosas, put that in his protein container. So that's the first container. Container number 2 is fruit. Simple enough, apples, grapes, mangoes during the season, lychee. I mean, whatever fruit is available and fresh and in season, that goes in his fruit container. And then in the third container, we put some kind of healthy chip or snacky type thing. So, you know, we're really lucky these days. There's so many different varieties of inexpensive, healthy snacks. So a lot of times I'll put like rice chips or flaxseed chips, which you can buy at really any grocery store. Sometimes I'll put dry fruits like nuts and berries. I recently found some rajma and chana puffs that have like pani puri flavor. You can also find vegetable chips. So the possibilities are endless. you know, thankfully our kiddo doesn't seem to get sick of what I send for him for lunch, and it seems to be a pretty well-balanced meal.
One other thing that you, what about, what does he drink? Does he take a fruit juice container, or what does he drink in school?
Just water. Water is one of the most important things that we put in our body every day, and thankfully both our kids love water. We buy them a fun container, and he's allowed to fill it during the school day, so only water.
And then, so that's in the morning, and there's something else that you're missing that I do in the morning, mainly for you.
Coffee?
Ah, so you want to talk about
We're
that?
We're back to my favorite subject, coffee. coffee is just such a wonderful thing, more on that in the future. But yes, every morning my lovely husband makes a fresh pot of coffee, and we end up having a second pot later on, usually. For me, I like my coffee black. That's something that has been fairly recent. I've taken after my grandmother. I know she must be proud of me for enjoying my black coffee. That's really the best way to have coffee, to be honest, but it is certainly an acquired taste. It took me several years to get to that point. Doesn't mean I don't like to have sugar and some kind of milk substitute for a treat, but usually it's black. Ajoy takes his coffee, which also was a transition to him from milk.
Yes.
He takes it with?
Yeah, I take it mostly with oat milk or almond milk. I don't like soy milk. Some people prefer soy milk in their coffee, but I prefer it with almond milk. Almond milk gives a more nutty flavor. If you like those kind of flavors, almond milk is really good. Oat milk is the most neutral. So in neutral meaning it's the most milk-like. If you want to transition to plant-based, I would suggest getting oat milk, especially slightly thicker kind, would be phenomenal. I don't want to put a plug for any companies or anything, but there are some companies that are making really fairly thick oat milk, and that comes in pretty well.
Yeah, and one thing tip that we did also is if you're looking to transition over from cow and buffalo milk, what you can do is put, you know, if you put maybe a quarter cup of milk in your coffee, put half of that as cow's milk and half of that as oat milk or whichever it is that you want to try. Don't give up, because I know with Ajoy, I used to give him soy milk and almond milk, and initially he was like, oh no, I'll just take the regular milk.
And what did I do? I did the same thing. So I did the same thing what she just said. It took me good 3 years, I think, 3 years to transition. So it's not, don't worry about it. Don't say, oh my God, this is not possible. Just keep at it. You know, try doing it again. And I didn't like it. Okay, I'm going to go back to milk. So I'm thinking about 3-4 years ago when she would add half soy milk and half regular milk. I said, no, don't add soy milk in there at all. I don't like it. I want my regular milk. And this is the truth, you know. And then I tried it again. I was like, I prefer my milk. But again and again, when you try it, your taste buds change. And once your taste buds change, so right now, if you give me coffee or tea, especially tea with milk, there is no way I can have it. I cannot have it. It's just too creamy and too rich for my taste buds.
Yeah.
So I prefer it without, without the milk. So don't give up hope. Keep at it, especially when you know the health benefits, etc. You may want to continue doing that. And there is a huge topic that we want to cover later on about taste buds changing, the health benefits, the lactose part of it, and your gut flora, which is my favorite subject. So hang on, I will not bore you with those things, but I'll just let's go on.
Wait, one more thing, sorry, about the coffee and tea thing. In India, at least up until recently, it was difficult to get milk to get chai or coffee without milk. But now I think more people are aware. You can ask for black coffee. You can ask for, what I do when, if we're out somewhere getting chai, I ask for lemon tea. Lemon tea just has sugar and lemon in it. Sometimes it doesn't have sugar at all. So that's a good way to still remain plant-based when you're out and about, even in the smallest villages I've got.
Since you talked about tea and coffee, I want to also mention that my favorite in the afternoon or evening is to have, now we recently went to Darjeeling. That was the first visit for us to Darjeeling. And I absolutely loved the Darjeeling tea. Absolutely. It is like a champagne of teas. So I just take a few tea leaves, dump it in hot water, pour it out, decant it. And that's the best. It's like just sipping on champagne. Just, through next 2 hours, 3 hours, I can just sip on that tea. Lovely, lovely taste. So, there are many, many substitutes that can help you. And, Darjeeling tea has a calming effect also. So, another thing to add to your arsenal. Keep these things as your toolkit to go back in and try out is what I would suggest. Now, can we talk about the younger one? What he has? What is, you know, so vegan, what does he have?
So,
and he is vegan, right?
Yeah, and he's been vegan his whole life, actually. So if it were up to him, he'd have dosa every meal for every day for the rest of his life. Of course, it's not a terrible thing, but I don't let him do that. So most days of the week, he has freshly prepared dosa, and I try and keep up with it. I try to make sure I've soaked rice and lentils and methi seeds and make sure that I have freshly fermented dosa batter, because that's most things. And the best part about dosa batter is you can make idli out of it, you can make uttapa out of it, you can make those little thingies that we give appo out of it, which are great for school lunches as well. So it's a very versatile ingredient, has lots of protein, lots of fiber, it's fermented, so it's good for your gut. So I could go on and on about that.
One thing do you want to mention, the types of lentils
you don't have to use traditional urad dal like most people probably use. The other, last week I guess it was, I actually used chana dal. I soaked chana dal along with the rice and the methi seeds, and that actually, my little one loved that. He ate more than he usually does.
That's our traditional food also, right? I mean, Konkanis
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, so Konkanis do that. I mean, you can also, a lot of times I'll make pesaratu, which is soaked whole mung, which is very good for you. It has even more fiber than traditional dal. You can use tur dal, you can use whole chana probably, which I haven't tried yet, but maybe I'll try that this week. So you can vary the dals, you can mix the dals just to give a different flavor, a different texture. So that's usually what he has, but sometimes I'll also make, using atta to make it healthier, I'll make waffles or pancakes, which can be easily veganized. We'll have a different topic just on this, but there's many egg substitutes you can use so it still becomes fluffy. You don't need to have eggs and milk in your waffle batter and that sort of thing. And it still turns out pretty good. We've definitely tricked people into thinking they were not vegan baked things. So there's many other things we do, but one other thing I want to throw in is besan omelet or chila, besan chila. Kids love that too, has a lot of protein because of the besan. So easy things, nothing too fancy, using regular old ingredients. Upma, which is his specialty. He says he doesn't cook, but that's a lie. He cooks just as much as I do. Upma and poha also are good, especially upma because it has more protein.
Yeah, so if you just look through the, you know, whatever you cook traditionally in India and just look at the ingredients carefully, I'm sure you'll find tons of them that are using just plain grains and vegetables. And that's what you just cook with. So, I mean,
they're inherently vegan.
Yeah, they're inherently vegan. So as long as you don't add, you know, milk and butter to it, basically you have it. For yogurt, we have found a good substitute for yogurt, but sometimes we skip the yogurt. If you know, something calls for yogurt, many times we just skipped it. And it's fine, believe it or not. You know, you don't have to add that yogurt, and there are many other ways you can get the same probiotics that you get from yogurt.
Fermentation.
Another topic of discussion about why yogurt, how to move away from yogurt, right? So then comes lunchtime. What do these kids have for lunch?
I'm going to step back. Uh-oh. Sorry, I've left something out. So we are talking about food, but I want to throw some other things into as part of like a healthy day. For a while, and now it's become a habit, our car was out of commission. So one of us would walk our oldest one to his bus stop, which is about a kilometer and a half away. And we would use that opportunity at 6 a.m., you know, dress to exercise. So instead of just walking back home or taking an auto back home, we would go over to Joggers Park and take a couple laps. And then your exercise is done for the day. You're energized, your mood is better. So, you know, if you're up early with your kids, take advantage of that and use that time to exercise. Also, I want to mention water. What we do is we keep an app on our phone that reminds us on our watch or on our phone, or, you know, you could set a traditional alarm, just drink water. If we don't remind ourselves, we won't. So at least 2 to 3 liters a day. So if you can have 500 mLs at a time, that's great. Just have to do it 4 or 5 times a day and then you're good to go. So water and exercise. Sorry.
No, that's okay. And speaking of exercise, this is not really exercise. I call it micro movements. So in other words, if you feel like, you know, you want to have water, or if you feel like, you just need to, you know, you need a pencil and you're sitting there and busy doing something, don't yell out for somebody to get you the pencil or whatever. Just get up. Because what lands up happening is you getting up will move so many muscles in your body. And if you do it again and again and again, it becomes second nature to you. And once you do that, your limbs and your joints will thank you for it. So keep this in mind. It's not really exercise as in you're not huffing and puffing, but you're basically moving your joints, you're moving your tissues, you're moving your organs, and that makes a big difference to the rest of your body, this cleansing effect. So let's get back to the vegan food part. So lunchtime, yeah. Lunchtime. Talk about lunch. What do these kids like to have for lunch?
So lunchtime almost always includes some kind of legume. So dal and rice or dal and chapati. Our favorite is tur dal, the Konkani dal itoy. Again, our both kids, actually probably you two, would have it for every meal for the rest of their life if they could, but we try to vary it. So dal of some sort, a grain, whether it's rice or chapati, and then some kind of vegetable. Lucky to be in a Konkani family where we can make a quick stir fry and oop curry of basically any vegetable that exists. It takes about 5 minutes to cook. But you don't have to have that, Punjabi
style, North Indian style. Yeah. You can just put it together in no time. Aloo jeera is very good, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites. So, vegetable, grain, dal. That's a simple, inexpensive lunch. Sometimes we'll go a little fancier, but still inexpensive. I like to make, and you'll, I believe, find this on our website. I like to make vegan egg salad. So that's tofu, and using tofu instead of eggs, and some other ingredients. You can put that in a sandwich, and that's again grains, protein, fermented.
That's there is a video on YouTube that we made. I think, in fact, Dr. Jenny and our older son made that salad, tofu salad, and you can watch it. It's very easy to make. You just need black pepper, kalanamak, sorry, black salt, mustard.
Vegan and mayo, yeah, mustard, dill. Simple ingredients.
Yeah, and just throw it between sandwich and eat it, and that's also very good.
And you can do a similar one. Sorry, I keep cutting you off. A similar one with chickpeas. If you don't have tofu or you don't like tofu, you can use chickpeas. Can have an eggy or almost like a fishy flavor if you make it that way. So we'll try to put a recipe for that up too, but that's a great lunch.
Well, two other things I want to mention here, and that is especially if you have any disease condition or an ailment, if you have joint pains or diabetes or heart disease or something, make sure that the amount of lentils and the greens that we talked about basically overpowers the rest of the stuff in your plate. So whatever you put in your plate in terms of carbohydrates, like, whether it's rice or chapati or something, there should be twice as much vegetables and twice as much grains, dal. So in other words, maybe two cupfuls of dal and two cupfuls of vegetables should go. If you have a disease or any kind of an ailment, the disease list you can find on our website, which lists about 30 diseases. We for every one of them, we recommend this. But if you don't have it, you don't necessarily have to have so much of it. It is beneficial. So when I'm eating stuff, for example, if I'm having dal chawal, you'll see mostly dal. I take a bowl and I just dump a little bit, like maybe 4 tablespoons of rice, whatever rice, even if it's white rice, and then 2 cups of lentil, dal goes on top of it, so you can barely see the rice in there. And then on the side, I just put some vegetables. So that's one thing. The second thing, I completely forgot what it was.
Good.
Yeah, ma'am, I need some almonds.
Next time, it's okay. So that's lunch.
Yeah, and then evening, is there like a snacky thing that they have or we have? Or
yeah.
When they're...
I mean, we eat, lucky to be in Mumbai, we have peanuts pretty much every day. And all four of us love peanuts. We just have them as they are, but you can easily mix them with other dry fruits. You can eat peanut butter with another favorite snack of mine is apple and peanut butter or banana and peanut butter. Try to get the peanut butter or almond butter to give you all the good nutrients and protein, and have it with something sweet. Dates and almond butter, peanut butter is a delicious snack. So those are a lot of times, just straight up fruit. Again, being in India, you can have seasonal fruit anytime. Yeah. Put chaat masala on the fruit to make it different. Hummus is another use of the chickpea and one of my favorite foods. We always have hummus in the fridge. Very easy to make your own, and there's also a video on hummus that you can see. So it's, I realize hummus itself is expensive, but if you make it yourself, it's actually very inexpensive and tastes. You can make it, modify it to how you like it. So again, our kids love hummus. You can use hummus as a butter substitute on bread, or you can put it as a sandwich. You can dip vegetables in hummus.
In the afternoon or after lunch, sometimes the days I feel that, you know, a day after I've exercised intensively, I feel the need to have a little bit more protein. So those days, what I do is I have a bowl of just regular muesli cereal, dump dates, flax seeds, chia seeds, bananas, any fruit that is lying around. I just chop it up and throw it in there, and put a little bit of soy milk in it and mix it up, and it's delicious to have. Some other days I might do a shake. So I take kale. I don't like spinach because it kind of like irritates my mouth. So I don't have spinach like this, raw spinach. I like palak paneer or palak, but not paneer.
Palak tofu.
But not the spinach as in raw spinach. But I'll have raw kale is fine. So raw kale, bananas, peanut butter, or and then pea powder.
I
get pea protein powder. I get and dump some soy milk on it. And just throw it on the blender, and I have a really delicious, full of protein, full of plant protein. Topic another one where.
And don't you feel better instead of having whey protein after drinking that?
Yes, I do. There's a lot more. You know, you feel you don't feel blah after you have this plant-based protein. So, I mean, I actually feel energized. I don't feel like, you know, something is sitting in my stomach. I don't know how to describe it, except you try some. I invite any of our audience who had whey protein for a while to stop having that and try this thing, and you'll notice a difference in your, I don't know, just heaviness in your stomach. So, and there are other issues with whey, which I think I have one or two videos on that about whey and BCAA that goes into as a supplement in whey. So anyway, so let's move on. So evening is done. What about
dinner?
Yeah, dinner.
Yeah, and throughout all of this, we've been drinking our water also.
Yes.
One other snack I forgot to mention is popcorn. Popcorn, as long as it's not drowned in butter and oil, is super healthy, very filling, and actually a lot of fiber, more than I even realized. So, and of course, kids love it too. So popcorn is a great snack. So dinner. So a lot of times we'll have simple, very similar to lunch, you know, dal, chapati or rice, and some kind of vegetable, one or two types of vegetables. Another common meal in our house is stir-fried Chinese food, so which is very quick and also very inexpensive. Basically, take any vegetable you can find, take some tofu, stir-fry it with a little soy sauce, a little chili sauce, and you've got an entire meal that you can have on its own. You can have it with rice. You can have it with noodles. That's a great, healthy, well-balanced meal. If you're open to trying other cuisines, Mexican cuisine, which, again, you can make on your own because otherwise it turns out expensive. Mexican cuisine has vegetables and beans, which we're a big fan of, as a good protein and nutrient source. Another big thing that category that I forgot to mention for either lunch or dinner is paratha, with particularly if you fill it with good protein filling like veggie keema or what's it called? The soya, not chunk. Small
granules.
Soya granules, thank you, which you can make that with mutter with peas, and it's like keema mutter paratha. Also with sprouted moong or other sprouted dals, you can make in a Punjabi masala and keep that in your paratha. That's a great meal. We have it with vegan yogurt, or we just have it with good achar.
What about some kind of khichdi and pulao and biryani?
So biryani with veggies instead of meat, or with meat substitute, khichdi or haleem can easily be made vegan, plant-based. So a lot of if you're up for it, a lot of traditional meat-based foods can be, you can substitute vegetables and meat substitutes to make them much healthier and cheaper usually too, mm-hmm. less expensive.
Another one that is one of my favorites, and it's just basically a whole bunch of root vegetables. Cheapest thing you can find. Carrots, turnips. Carrots, turnips, beets, sweet potatoes. What else that goes in? Potatoes, onions.
Celery.
Celery, no, not as much, like roasted, right? Uh-huh. So just roast all these things that are the cheapest thing. Cauliflower, those are, you know, inexpensive items. And they're full of fiber, protein, vitamins, antioxidants, just chock-a-block full. Just simply, you know, if you have a toaster oven type thing, just slide it in there, put a little, just spray a little bit of olive oil on it, put some whatever spices you like, throw it in the toaster oven, 45 minutes later, take it out, and you basically have the core ingredients of a really good meal. Then you can add quinoa or millets or barley or brown rice or anything at the base, dump this stuff on top. Hopefully one of these days we can put a cashew vegan cheese recipe up on the net and dump that on top, add some more spices or whatever you like, raisins if you like it. I know she doesn't, but you can dump that on top, slivered almonds on it, and you have a phenomenal meal. Full of protein, more protein than a piece of meat, would you believe? Just root vegetables. So that's another one of my favorites. And what about, let's not stop at dinner, how about dessert?
I knew that was coming. So I mentioned earlier about like fruit and nut butter. That's my favorite. Just straight up fruit, a big bowl of fruit. Usually that's our dessert most. Like last night we shared a big bowl of mangoes because it's my favorite time of year. There are, if you're craving for, you know, a real dessert, I'm sure I'll make videos in the future on how to do vegan baking. So easy substitutes. You can still have nice fluffy cakes. Of course, that is not the world's healthiest thing, so just in moderation. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is a great, you know, if you're craving just for something small, if you have a sweet tooth, a little piece of dark chocolate, I'll do this sometimes, just by itself is a great dessert. There's inherently no milk in it. Dark chocolate also has antioxidant properties, potentially anti-cancer. It helps, especially if it's dark chocolate with cinnamon, it, believe it or not, will help lower your blood sugar, lower your blood pressure. So dark chocolate is a wonderful thing.
For mukwas, a lot of times I get these, we have these candied amla. Just take 3-4 pieces, especially in the night, is phenomenal because when you sleep, you're digesting the rest of the stuff. But these antioxidants really help you decrease your inflammation level in your body. So pop 3 or 2 or 3 in the, before you go, of course, there's a gap. You should also try to mention the gap between, which is not something that we are very good at because we are workaholics and we are working in the night, but preferably you should eat your dinner at least 2 to 3 hours before you go to sleep. In between, you should try to go for a walk or just light exercise if possible. Not exercise in jumping jacks, but, you know, just walking is a phenomenal exercise to do after you finish eating your dinner. We are not good at it. We are working on it, but the point is that, you know, we are not perfect. We're trying to, you know, get these things right. Anything else that we need to mention?
You mentioned earlier about the tea. If you have trouble sleeping, it's, you know, this is something that will not shoot up your blood sugar. You can just have some nice tea without milk or sugar right before bed, especially herbal teas, Darjeeling tea, chamomile tea. That will help you sleep and help your digestive system kind of quiet down too. So that's something you can have before bed that won't interfere with your sleep.
So,
and sleep itself, 7 to 8 hours at night for age people, kids 9 to 10.
Yeah, sleep is very important.
Super
in fact,
important.
Speaking of sleep, I have a thing on my phone that basically reminds me to make sure that I've slept at least 8 to 8.5 hours of sleep. A lot of times because we are working in the night, I forget to, so I make it a point that if it says that I've slept less time, I make sure that the next day I sleep for a little longer. And what about you? Do you have any thoughts, Lars?
Just in terms of sleep requirements. So the average adult should get 7 to 8 at least hours of sleep per night. Kids, closer to 9 to 10, and probably teenagers even longer. So just, you know, that's, again, we could do a separate podcast just on this. Sleep is so important, not just for your mood and your attention, but it's important for your weight, for your immune system, for so many things. So sleep, very important, and good sleep.
Yeah, we need to have a separate podcast just for sleep, I believe. Yeah, I think so, because there's so many things that we need to talk about.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Wait. No, next time we have something else. So I hope you've enjoyed the this episode. And if you have, please, wherever you're watching this podcast, or sorry, listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, do give us your comments. Let us know whether it's on our website or wherever you find that you've watched it. Just put in your comments, and I'm sure we'll get to them. Give us some more suggestions. It would be lovely as to what you would like to listen to us about. But the next one, what we would like to do is, there are some challenges for people who are plant-based, right? So, or vegan. A lot of times what happens is they like wonder, how do you manage going to a party, socializing, going on vacation? How do you manage that? So it is a little bit of a challenge, but not too big, believe it or not. It's not, right? So hopefully next time we can talk about that. And I actually am looking forward to it, because there are so many little nuances that we can explain to the audience about. What do you think?
I'm not looking forward to it, but we'll do it anyway. Kidding, I'm kidding.
Okay.
So we'll see you next time. Yeah. Enjoy. And also, we're always open, obviously, to suggestions, like you said, but criticism, constructive criticism.
Please.
You can make fun of us too.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. We really hope you enjoyed our conversation. Can you think about one thing or an idea that you can start to introduce into your own life that will help make your life healthier and less stressful?
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you can take a few seconds to share the podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week.
And always remember, your health is literally in your own hands. Making lifestyle changes is not an easy task, but we promise you will be aptly rewarded with a long, healthy, and disease-free life.